Police investigate McDonald's burglary. With this 9 o'clock news update, I'm Michaela Madison. Few details are known at this time, but an investigation is underway after a burglary was reported at McDonald's in New Philadelphia. According to reports from the New Philadelphia Police Department, officers were called to the restaurant on 4th Street Northwest around 11 o'clock last night. Employees advised officers a male subject jumped through the drive-through window, took the drawer with money in it, and jumped back out the same drive-through window. He is described as a white male wearing a white towel over his face and head, yellow t-shirt, and blue jeans with holes. The report notes the individual may have fled in a vehicle near Chauncey Northwest. That investigation still underway. A report from the National Council on Disability reveals nearly one in three women with disabilities in college has been sexually assaulted. The report, called Not on the Radar, also found colleges aren't prepared to respond to cases of sexual assault against students with disabilities. Wendy Harbor, an NCD member, says campuses should be thinking of disability the way they think of discrimination. She wants people to imagine what it takes to survive this situation and deal with the long process of reporting assault.
Now imagine a barrier at every single step of that process, and it's really placing an incredible burden on the student.
According to the Ohio News Connection, Harbor says stereotyping of students with disabilities is also widespread on college campuses, and she estimates that about 450,000 had been sexual assault victims. She also notes the study doesn't look at the entire college population. It includes only undergraduate women, not men, graduate students, or staff. And in lighter news this morning, a park development project could get underway in the third quarter of 2018 after funds were approved by the state. City of New Philadelphia Mayor Joel Day commends the work of Senator Jay Hottinger and Representative Al Landis to secure the money from the state capital budget. It's going toward the development of the Southside Community Park.
That's always a tough fight because, you know, about every community across from Ohio wants a piece of that state capital budget for projects. And for us to get $400,000, that's huge.
Day says the money will get the project started sooner than expected, but notes phase one is estimated at around $1 million.
This will help really get us there. We've applied for Clean Ohio grant money, around $600,000. We're hopeful we'll be able to get that so we can start developing the front end of the park and get the roadway in.
A timeline for when phase one will begin officially determines on when the state releases the funds. The architects project the entire park master plan will cost around $6.4 million. In state news, a thrift shopper in Ohio says she found a New York Police Department Medal of Valor inside a $4 bag of mixed jewelry. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 47-year-old Lori Klein found the medal after purchasing the bag at an Akron thrift store in December. The medal had the name John Morrissey emblazoned on the front, along with the year 1934. Klein says an online search revealed Morrissey was a 9-year veteran of the NYPD and a World War I veteran. He died in 1934 after falling down stone steps during a struggle with a fellow officer. He was 35. Two NYPD lieutenants will pick up the medal March 16th. The medal will be displayed in honor at police headquarters if no next of kin is found. And in high school basketball, it's been busy. Garaway and Ridgewood battling it out tonight in the boys' Division III district final. Game time at 7 o'clock in Dover. Division IV district final, Highland Boys versus River at 7 o'clock in Cambridge. And tonight, the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers take on Sheridan for a chance to advance to the Division II state final four. All that action can be heard right here on 99.9 WTUZ and online at WTUZ.com. Pre-game begins at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 7. And in the NBA, Cleveland out west tonight in L.A. as they take on the Clippers, a 10:30 tip-off. Now a look this morning at your Z Country forecast.
Scattered snow showers today, mostly cloudy, blustery, and cold with a high of 35. Any leftover flurries will come to an end this evening. Gradual clearing tonight, low of 22. Mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 42 degrees, mainly clear and cold Saturday night, low 21. Partly sunny Sunday, high 42. And as we head into Monday, a partly sunny sky, highs in the lower 40s. Snow showers will return Monday night and continue into the middle of the week. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
Don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison. 99.9.